Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 9, Ethnic Movements with the special reference to tribals. And our topic is tribals of the regions other than Northeast India or the non-frontier tribes. The tribals of other regions than the Northeast or the frontier tribes of the states of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Gujarat, Rajasthan, and several other states have been mobilized on ethnic lines on several occasions. In modern history, their revolt had been conspicuous against the intervention of the British authorities in the power of the tribal chiefs and against exploitation of their natural resources by the British and their collaborators, such as the outside businessmen and bureaucrats or Dikus. The tribal chiefs mobilized their fellow tribals in order to restore their power and resources and evoked their golden past in order to retain their ethnic identity and autonomy. The British administration retaliated against these movements with ruthless violence, including assassination of the leaders of these movements. Birsa Munda revolt in Chota Nagpur was among the most prominent of such movements during the pre-independence period. Such movements have been termed as Milieranian movement by K.S. Singh. The issues which formed the basis of collective mobilization of non-frontier tribals in the post-independence period have varied from state to state. These have included the movements for creation of separate states for the tribals out of the existing states like Jharkhand out of Bihar and Chhattisgarh from Madhya Pradesh, or separate districts within the same state like demand by the Dang tribes for creation of a separate state within former Bombay state. Against the encroachment of tribal land for the creation of dams, resulting in the displacement like in the Narmada Valley. Some scholars have observed that during the 1990s, the tribal have been mobilized by the Hindutva forces against the Christian and Muslim tribals in some states, especially Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, and Rajasthan. This contributed to the division of the tribals on the communal basis. The movement for autonomy expressed in the form of demands for separate states, districts out of present states, or creation of autonomous administrative bodies are among the most commonly raised demands of the tribal movements. The basis for such demands are their grievances against the dominant for political formation. Their cultural and linguistic identities are under the threat of erosion. Their economic resources and opportunities are appropriated by other or outsider. They are not given due recognition, etc. The tribal leadership, both traditional and modern, mobilizes the tribals into collective actions. The acceptance of their demands depends on the political circumstances, but once a set of demands is accepted, the leadership looks for other issues. For example, after the creation of separate state of Jharkhand out of Bihar, The tribal leaders attempted to change the domicile laws. Similarly, after the creation of a separate state of Meghalaya, the tribal leadership introduced legislation changing the rules regarding inheritance and transfer of land. Thus, the ethnic mobilization is a continuous process in a democracy. Now let us have a look at the summary of the unit. To sum up, mobilization of the people on the basis of markers, real or imagined, which they share, language, religion, culture, customs, race, etc., into collective is called ethnic mobilization. Ethnic communities in such situation relate and compare themselves to other ethnic communities and have grievances which they want to get resolved. Ethnic mobilization finds expression in the form of self-determination movements, autonomy movements, secession, insurgency, or ethnic conflicts. The tribals of India have been involved in ethnic mobilization for different purposes, both before and after independence. They have taken recourse to both the violent and non-violent means. Success or failure of ethnic movements depend on political factors. Once one set of demands in ethnic mobilization is accepted, in due course time, on other demands, the ethnic movements start. Thus, ethnic mobilization is a continuous political process. Here we want to wind up this lecture and we have come to the end of the unit. Thank you so much for your attention.